conservation groups are suing federal agencies to stop a potential transmission line going through a wildlife refuge on the Mississippi River. We've made it to Friday, it's March 8th, and this is Wisconsin Today. Good morning, I'm Alex Crow. Coming up on the show today, organizers are hoping to remove Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss from office, and they have until Monday to get nearly 7,000 signatures. And the U.S. Department of Justice is investigating a possible conspiracy to bring prohibited items inside a maximum security prison in Wisconsin. Stay with us.
You tune in every weekday for your dose of local news on Wisconsin Today. You enjoy headlines with context as well as a longer story. This news is community supported. Join in with your gift at wpr.org/givewi today.
Conservation groups are once again suing federal agencies to block construction of a transmission line through a wildlife refuge on the Mississippi River. As Danielle Kading reports, most of the nearly $650 million project has already been built.
The Driftless Area Land Conservancy and Wisconsin Wildlife Federation are among groups that have long argued the project isn't compatible with the refuge. Now federal agencies, including the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, have issued final approvals for the line's crossing. Those include a proposed land swap and a finding that the project's route won't significantly impact the refuge. But conservation groups want a federal judge to prevent the land exchange and stop the line's crossing. Two utilities building the line say all but a roughly 2-mile stretch spanning the river remains. They say the land swap will offer significant benefits. One agency analysis found it would provide more land and higher quality habitat for maintaining the refuge as a breeding ground for birds, fish, and wildlife. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Organizers who are hoping to recall Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have until Monday afternoon to turn in the signatures they need to force an election. The effort was launched by conservative activists who claim Voss is blocking efforts to fire Wisconsin's top elections official, Megan Wolf. They're also upset that Voss has previously said the Republican Party should move on from former President Donald Trump. Union Grove resident Harry Waite is volunteering with the recall. He was charged with felonies in 2022 for requesting absentee ballots in Voss's name without permission. Waite says the group needs nearly 7,000 signatures to initiate a recall, and he says they're close.
Robin Voss is an obstructionist. He's played the card to protect Megan Wolf, and we need to remove him before the 2024 election to be able to have fair and honest elections.
In a recent ad, Voss claimed the recall organizers are from out of state. He also says they're lying about his record and that he plans to vote for former President Trump in November. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating a possible conspiracy to bring illegal drugs, cell phones, and other prohibited items into a maximum security prison in Wisconsin. As Joe Schultz reports, nearly a dozen prison employees have been placed on leave.
In June, Governor Tony Evers and the State Department of Corrections asked the federal government to investigate Waupun Correctional Institution. That's according to Britt Cuddeback, a spokesperson for the governor. She says an initial state investigation found that prison employees may have been involved in bringing contraband into the facility. Since last May, 8 Waupun employees have been on paid administrative leave. 3 more have been on unpaid leave. An inmate died of a fentanyl overdose in October. Waupun Correctional had a 56% staffing vacancy rate as of February. That's the worst of any prison in the state. The staff shortages led to a virtual lockdown for inmates for nearly a year. Joe Schultz, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin used last night's State of the Union address to call for federal action on the spread of fentanyl. During a press conference ahead of the annual event, Baldwin told reporters that Wisconsin has already been hit hard by fentanyl, which is now present in all types of illicit drugs. She urged President Biden to take further steps to stop the movement of the opioid from Mexico, including using trade policies to halt the sale of chemicals used to make fentanyl coming from China.
Once in Mexico, we have to have a better relationship with the Mexican government to crack down on these cartels. And then we have to have our defense at the border.
Baldwin says Border Patrol agents need better technology to screen vehicles coming into the country. Wisconsin's Republican U.S. Senator Ron Johnson was also talking about border security ahead of the State of the Union address. During an interview with News Nation yesterday, Johnson criticized the president for what he called an open border policy. Coming up, we've got Wisconsin Life. Today, we'll hear from one Madison woman about her career change. Stay with us.
Thank you to the donors who make Wisconsin Public Radio possible. There are more than 50,000 of you. Your generosity delivers essential news, thought-provoking conversations, and inspiring music to listeners all over Wisconsin and beyond. Your support makes a difference in people's lives every day. Thank you.
And finally, it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCullum with a story about a Madison business owner. It's part of a series we're airing this month on women in southern Wisconsin in partnership with Midwest Mujeres.
Angela Morgan of Madison was feeling uninspired in her job a few years back. It was too rigid.
I actually was used to working in customer service. So I was always in an office, always on a phone, always behind a desk, and I was like, this does not fit my life. This does not fit my personality. And I miss my kids, you know?
Morgan says she decided to take a huge risk. She started her own business, Food Junkies Catering. Morgan considers herself an eclectic chef. She'll make anything for her customers. Beef, fish, vegan dishes. But Morgan's favorite meal to cater?
Tacos.
Who doesn't love a taco?
Exactly.
They make everyone so happy.
And they come in so many different variations, right? Like, actually, that was the first thing that I started selling was jerk chicken tacos. And then I noticed, like, you're making, like, $400 a day. So it's a staple in my business, the jerk chicken tacos and a jerk chicken salad. So those are the two things that people are, like, running me down in the street about.
I talked with Morgan about this as part of a storytelling partnership with Midwest Mujeres in Madison. After making me very hungry for tacos, Morgan told me more about what drives her in her work and in her personal life.
My motto for life, people and things will come and go. Always stay true to you. I started this business to generate extra income, be creative, and to spend more time with my children. Plot twist, I didn't see much of them for the first 2 years.
But now, business is consistent for Morgan, and she sees her daughters more often.
I have two daughters named Cameron and Zora. My daughters are my rocks and my headaches. I absolutely love them.
Morgan says they appreciate what she does and help her out with catering.
Being a mother and a business owner has taught me balance. As they grow, I am showing them and teaching them what it means to sacrifice, to work hard, to watch your money, and to have fun. My ultimate dream for them is to use my work ethic to follow their own dreams, because this one's mine.
She says Food Junkie's success has had a positive impact on her family.
They're so proud of me. That's been the biggest thing. We've had a challenging life, you know, being a single parent, having to move around, you know, not really having the support that we needed. And so for them to look at me now like that, like a local celebrity, is like, oh, mom's that girl.
And now the mother and daughters are working on another project together, a family and friends cookbook.
Well, my daughter just turned 21, and she's always talking to me about her generation and how they don't really have what our generation had, right? They're not standing in the kitchen with us watching grandma cook, so they're like, can you put us together a cookbook or something, like something that's really simple that we can make good meals? They're young parents. They want to feed their kids good food.
And Morgan will keep feeding her customers. She dreams of expanding Food Junkies Catering, adding barbecue, or one day owning a food truck.
I see nothing but great things in the future for myself and for my children. Just making sure I'm sticking to my guns, that my mindset is always where it needs to be, and that I have enough courage to execute what I know. So I'm good.
Angela Morgan shared her story with us as part of a partnership with Midwest Mujeres in Madison. We've partnered with the organization to share stories of women who live in southern Wisconsin. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast and find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
And that'll do it for this Friday. Thanks for spending part of it with us here on Wisconsin Today. I'm your host, Alex Crow, and Mallory Chang and John Davis were the people putting the show together behind the scenes today. Hit subscribe and tell a friend over the weekend. We really do appreciate you helping spread the word about the show. We'll talk to you again on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again soon.